AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A Thanksgiving video message from President-elect Donald Trump.
It's my prayer that on this Thanksgiving, we begin to heal our divisions and move forward as one country, strengthened by shared purpose and very, very common resolve.
Trump and his family spending their Thanksgiving weekend at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. His transition team has made news, announcing Trump's selection of two women to top positions. Both had unflattering things to say about him during the presidential campaign. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will serve as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, and charter school advocate Betsy DeVos has been tapped to lead the Department of Education. Rabbi Jack Moline, president of the Interfaith Alliance, says he's worried about the selection of DeVos.
She has a long history of advocacy for various school voucher schemes that would direct tax dollars into what amount to private religious and politically conservative institutions.
As for Haley, South Carolina Chamber of Commerce President Ted Pitts says,
everybody knew that, that if a Republican were to get elected president, that Nikki Haley would be on everybody's short list for a very important role. I mean, she's just that sort of leader with that sort of background.
Chattanooga police say a school bus driver had no drugs or alcohol in his system when he careened off a road and smashed into a tree, killing six elementary school children. NTSB Chairman Christopher Hart says they're not sure why the bus was on the road where it crashed.
In the course of looking at the history of Tally Road, we just ascertained that Tally Road was not on the designated route for that school bus.
The driver is facing vehicular manslaughter charges. State media in China are reporting that at least 40 people were killed in a scaffolding collapse at a construction site in an eastern province. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has pardoned his last Thanksgiving turkey, a 40-pound Iowa-raised bird named Tater.
In the Rose Garden, Tater seemed pleased, even if daughters Malia and Sasha skipped out, claiming a schedule conflict.
Actually, they just couldn't take my jokes anymore.
So two nephews stood in as the president called Thanksgiving a time for Americans to come together after a bitter campaign.
Turn our attention from polls to poultry.
To sit around the table and get stuffed.
The spirit of a hungry people. Yes, we cram.
As to his daughters, the joke may be on them. Obama says he might just keep doing pardons after leaving office.
No way I'm cutting this habit cold turkey.
Mark Smith at the White House.
Officials in Costa Rica have ordered the evacuation of 4,000 people from its Caribbean coast and called off school nationwide for the rest of the week because Hurricane Otto is expected to make landfall Thursday just north of the Costa Rican border. Heavy rain already causing some flooding. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.